Elvis, if you don't mind, on behalf of the teenagers of Miami, we would like to welcome you to Miami. I know you had kind of a rough time getting in this afternoon.
Yes,
is it that way just about every place you go?
Well,
I imagine it is.
That's a pretty hard question to answer, because anything I can tell you, I mean, if I say yes, it sounds like I'm bragging. If I say no, I'm lying.
But still, I think probably a lot of the kids don't understand the problems of somebody arriving like that, and I think it was handled very well, and I know that you're sorry that you weren't able to spend some time with them at that time, but you had other commitments.
Yes, sir, that's true. I'd like to apologize about that, but we had a certain time to be at the hotel, and if we had gotten off the train, it would have taken me a long time to get
here. You had a chance to spend a little time in Memphis before you came down, too. How'd things go up there? Is that where you got those few bruises?
That's where I got my...
How'd that happen?
it's a skating rink, see. We play football, believe it or not, on roller skates.
I roller skate.
And,
That's a fast game.
I was stupid enough to do that about 4 nights ago. And I say stupid in the fact that I could have broken an arm, a leg, or something like that, and been bad.
How does Coach Tom feel about that?
He didn't know about it.
Oh, I see. That's the way it happened.
But we play football, roller skates, and the idea is to knock the other person down. And
you do this right in the skating rink?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. What are your plans now for a movie real soon?
Well, after I leave here, I go back home for a couple of weeks, and then I go to the West Coast for a picture with Mr. Wallace called G.I. Blues.
Yeah, that'd be good. Get you back in uniform.
It's a story, strange enough, about the Army. And
uh-huh. You haven't really had much of a chance to get back to work yet, but how does it feel to be back in the swing of things? Does it feel good to be out and be back in civilian life?
It certainly does. It's pretty hard to get back adjusted to things, you see, because being in the Army for 2 years... Get away from all of it. It's quite a change.
What about now that you're out? Do you have any plans for marriage or anything of that type?
I have no plans for marriage.
Nothing at all. So you're still very much available.
Yeah.
Okay. Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you
very much. Thanks. Good luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much.